And I'm not quite sure how I'm going to get through this evening, and so I'll probably, for once in my life, let my husband speak longer than me. Because I've never known a world without my sister. I've known a world without my mum and my dad. I've known a world without my husband. I've known a world without Roger, but I've never known a world without my sister. And as I was getting ready to stand up here, I knew I was going to cry. Don't you just hate it when that happens? But then, of course, you know my sister, so, I mean, no surprises there then. But when Roger and I, Roger and Margaret asked us if we'd come and speak at this Thanksgiving service, and it's kind of like, fight you for it. And so that's why you got both of us. Although on a good day, I sort of submitted, said, you can do it, but I never meant it. So we're here together. But what was so interesting was that we both had a word for this, and we both felt very strongly the word. And as we sort of in the end decided to share it, we realized that both of us were sharing this word. We've got two verses, one each. This is the one that Roger's going to speak on, the one that we just read. But they both begin with, for this reason. And I am who I am today for this reason. Because I've never known a world without my sister and the journey that she's been on and her journey to find Roger and their marriage. And it's a 50-year time. And you know the story about Jubilee in the Old Testament. After 50 years, there's a sort of a significant shift. And I was going to think about more about that because I haven't done any work in Jubilee, so I can't really know what I'm talking about. But because I knew I was going to cry, and I was thinking, there's something deeply, deeply meaningful here this evening for all of us. I think it's because it is a Jubilee season, so then the word comes and we realize that actually we're all living in a huge transition. Whatever happens in this nation, whatever happens in between the nations, you may or may not know that I've been carrying a 30-year word. In 94, I prophesied a series of events that climax this month. 1994, I prophesied that this year would be the most disruptive year any of us would ever consider living through. Well, that would begin actually in 2015. And so it has proved. The problem with prophetic words is, and? So I am deeply disrupted. I am absolutely screaming in intercession. And then we come to a 50-year fullness with this couple who have lived in their present house on Bedgrove for 47 of those years and for the other five before that in just up the road in Chaucer Drive. And they are a sign of a fullness of times of freedom and gift. Hold that if you hear nothing else I say. Because at a fullness of times, at the Jubilee time, what happens is what a person has attained in that 50 years is given away. They go back to the beginning to start all over again, just when you thought it was time to retire. But the fact of the matter is we never, ever stop pressing forward. Never. Until we see the Lord face to face, we are being changed from one degree of glory to another, and this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. And there is no stopping. There is no stopping. There is only more. But at significant times, both for the collective of who we are, and I have spent most of my life being exercised in the prophetic. I probably won't even preach on any of these bits of paper that I did quite a lot of work on. But as they say, you don't work on the word, you work on yourself, and then God will do the rest. or not. That's for you to decide. But listen, it's a 50-year cycle, and what Roger and Margaret have achieved together, and I hope to be able to give a little word to it, but what they've achieved together at a 50-year cycle is given away. And what they have achieved, this is my word to them and to you, is that they become a gift of freedom and immense generosity. You know them better than I do. No, you don't. No, that's silly. I know them better than you do. But you know very well that if you thought about them, you know that their heart is always for the freedom that you in Christ. If you're in Christ, you're free. You're free altogether. You are not under any constraint or any demonic oppression or any misery or any depression. You can be free, and you can be freer than you've ever been, and you can be free. And they have lived in freedom, and that is what their marriage is a sign of. But you know that it's not just freedom, but then what comes on the back of it is immense generosity. They are generous. They are generous. They are gift. I have never been without my sister, and I have never had to be without her. She knows when I am suffering. She knows when I'm quiet. She knows when I'm under oppression. She knows, because she's always, always praying. And Roger, he just is Mr. Passive-Aggressive. He just is unshakable. Unshakable. You ask him to do something, if he doesn't want to do it, he's jolly well not going to. Because he knows what he's called to. He knows what he's called to. And when one door closes, he does it a different way. And he does it, and he does it. Because they are free, and they are utterly given to God and to God's people, and dare I say it, in this amazing town, to this amazing town. And I've had words for Aylesbury again and again and again. One of them is that they are lay. People are lay here, lay people in a finishing city. If this means nothing to you, you can pick it up later, or what's been said before. But Roger applied to be a vicar. I don't think you could get a better one, but that shows the stupidity of many people in power, that they didn't recognise him as such. But he vicars everything. He vicars, doesn't he, Martin? I mean, he might not carry the title of proper vicar, but he vicars. He just does. So he does it. He serves. He's there. He priests us. He cares for us. He holds the keys. He builds the church, literally. Designs a better way of being. He just is utterly faithful.